Welcome to this week's episode of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your overly caffeinated and sleep-deprived host, Stuart Howe, and I am really happy to be here. I'm glad you're able to join me, whether you're listening live or on one of our rebroadcasts. Man, I have had excellent guests on. I really got to thank Casey Whalen of North Idaho Exposed YouTube channel. He's been my in-the-field producer and booked some great guests. Last week's show was stellar. I got great feedback on it. That's why I believe that it was. I kind of don't even listen to my shows, but I got really good feedback. This week is no exception. I've got an amazing guest. And next week, I have got, God willing and the river don't rise, Max Egan, who is just one of the most phenomenal human beings on the planet. You guys, if you're able to tune in next week live, Max Egan is an amazing person. I spent a couple days with him and a few years back, and I follow his videos on BitChute, and he is an amazing guy, so please tune in next week. But this week, OMG, it's game on, folks. I know you're aware. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I'm going to try to do exactly that. Impart a little bit of some stuff that I picked up. It is going ballistic all over the world, no pun intended. If you're following what's going on, it is an amazing time to be alive. We are at war. They have brought war to our doorstep. They have, these globalists have engaged us. They have brought war to us. They are killing us off. They've killed off a lot of old people. There are people dying from these injections that they're trying to pass off as a health aid. All over the world, healthy people, athletes dying with enlarged hearts and blood clots. It is just absolutely crazy. Locking people in their homes all over the world, running people out of business. The suicide rates are just skyrocketing. And, they brought this to us. We are not the aggressors here. And at some point, when the monsters are wreaking havoc on the village, the villagers will pick up pitchforks and torches and head to the castles in numbers. And that is happening all over the world. In Canada, Truckers Freedom Convoy is headed into their capital there. There are estimates all over the map. A lot of media doesn't like to tell the truth. They will underreport this stuff. New York Post says as many as 2,700 trucks are expected. Hannity says close to 10,000 Canadian truckers are on the 10,000 truckers on the road. The CenterSquare.com reports 50,000 trucks, and there are estimates up to as many as 150,000 Canadian citizens involved in just saying no to their government. Now, hopefully this is all going to be peaceful, just because they're doing what they're doing. They are aggressing against us. They are the aggressors in this war. We are keeping it peaceful. We are doing what we can to stand up and say no and fight for our lives. And it's happening all over the world. In a couple of days, Australia is going to follow suit with a convoy to Canberra, and it looks like Monday the 31st there's going to be a whole big caravan down there. And it is amazing, folks. In Kazakhstan, they have overthrown their government. All I can say is it is really tough to get accurate reports out of Kazakhstan, as you can imagine. In Syria, at least we had Patrick Henningsen at 21st Century Wire, who had really good, wonderful reporters on the ground over there that was telling us the truth and showing video evidence of that truth. And at least we have that. Here we have the closest I can get to finding out what's going on, and I recommend everybody take a look at this because it's just amazing. There is a video posted on brandnewtube.com entitled "Kazakhstan Overthrows Government and Police Have Killed." They've reported that they have killed dozens of citizens. They've lost a dozen or so, quote unquote, security forces have been killed. And I've some of the reports are saying that they have like chased their leadership and a lot of the police and military out of the country. Who knows exactly? It'll take a while to, you know, get a read on exactly what's going on over there. But it is game on all over the world, and we are standing up for ourselves as free human beings. On that note, I am feeling empowered to get reengaged. If you guys don't know my history, for many years, starting in about 2005, it took me about 3 years to wake up to what actually happened on 9/11. And yeah, I do have a really good read on the broad strokes of what happened on 9/11. It was not what our media told us. And I got out there and started confronting, criminals and corrupt politicians with a group that I co-founded, a chapter of We Are Change down in Southern California. I was inspired by Luke Radowski of We Are Change in New York, and he had confronted Zygmunt Brzezinski in New York. He basically stood up at a World Affairs Council meeting or some such meeting and said the emperor wears no clothes and called out one of the top globalist henchmen there for the world to see, and was chased out of the place with his camera and managed to hang on to the footage. That inspired me to get out there. I and my group went on to confronted personally the standing director of the CIA, who had been the director of the NSA on 9/11, our corrupt governor. We had angel funders that helped us get to Washington, D.C., and we met with, when I say confronted, I'm not talking about belligerently yelling curse words. I'm talking about just putting the truth in their face. Factual, documented evidence of nanothermite being found in the World Trade Centers. Actual evidence of the AIM strain anthrax that came from U.S. weapons labs that was mailed out to blackmail media after 9/11. All this stuff. We had reports, peer-reviewed scientific papers. I personally, along with other members of We Are Change, put this stuff into the hands of dozens of senators and congresspeople and got it on the record. It got them on camera shrinking away from the truth, running and hiding like cockroaches scattering when you turn the lights on. And I want to get back out there. I need help. For a year now, this is show number 50. Wow, show number 50, and it's been a year. And I've tried my best to promote RBN, to promote everybody's work that comes on the show. So we can support them. But, my laptop is on its last legs. I've nursed it along. It's 14 years old. I need some help. Now, if I know money's tight, but if there are anybody, if there's anybody out there that's able to help me get a new laptop, I'm going to give you guys a mailing address, a box that you could send me some help would be great, because I want to get back on the front lines. There's a lot of good reporters that are able to put this stuff together and get content out from the studio. I'm not all that great at it. I'm doing this on RBN because I was given the opportunity and I feel the moral obligation to share what I know. But my real forte is I'm willing to throw myself on the barbed wire on the front lines and confront these scallywags and scoundrels. But I can't afford it. I need help. And to the degree that I can afford to get out there or just keep doing what I'm doing with a laptop that keeps working, I will go the distance. So I'm going to give out that mailing address in just a minute because, something tells me there's someone out there and their budget is a lot more substantial than mine. And for them, a new laptop is not that big a deal. Or if somebody wants to send a partial donation, send a check, I'll give that address in a minute. And, please do support if you can, a couple dollars to RBN, a couple dollars or some help to my guests when you go to their sites, if you like what they have to say. Because if you can't or won't be on the front lines for this epic battle for humanity, and that's exactly what it is, folks, please support the people that are willing to be frontline soldiers, for lack of a better word. The concept of a proxy army. There was times when Some of the more well-to-do landowners couldn't go off to war, so they paid and sponsored proxy warriors to go out there for them. So everybody needs to get involved in every way that they can. And, you know, I will go broke doing this if I need to, but I'm to the point where I just can't keep using my laptop. It's running on fumes, and I know it. And I need it to do the show, and I want to be able to edit footage and get more videos up. If you go to our YouTube channel, is still up from We Are Change Los Angeles, we've had millions of views. When I was out there on the front lines doing this stuff, I was getting calls, to be interviewed from all over the world, and it was inspiring people, and I want to keep going. So anyhow, that's enough out of me. Clearly, I've had enough coffee. So that address is Stuart Howe, and the mailing address, you can send a letter, a check, anything you like. A gift certificate from Apple would be just unimaginably amazing. It's 317 South Marion Avenue. That's 317 South Marion Avenue, box number 7, Sandpoint, just like it sounds, Idaho, and the zip is 83864. So I'll give that out again at the end of the show, but again, it's 317 South Marion Avenue, box 7, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864. So yeah, man, I'm fired up because I'm inspired by what I'm seeing going on all around the world and what I see going on in my neighborhood, in my state, in my county. And I have a wonderful example of exactly that as a guest today. I'm so fortunate to have her. She's waiting in the green room right now. Her name is Sarah Brady, and Sarah Brady is a woman of character. She's beautiful in every way that a woman can be beautiful. She has gotten into the fray here. It's an interesting story. I'll let her tell it, but the overview is that she took her children to a park that had been previously closed, and she saw that the police tape was down and went there, and they ended up arresting her. At the end, over a mask mandate, a closure of a park outside in the healthiest conditions you could be, the air in North Idaho. I mean, come on. And so she is facing a court battle, and I'll let her tell the story. But, man, I'm hoping we can support her. And I just love the fact that people like this are taking a stand. She looks like not taking a plea deal, and I'm going to help her in every way that I possibly can. Again, her name is Sarah Brady, and she's on the line with us. Sarah, are you there?
I am, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on, Sarah. If you could, just take a minute and just kind of introduce yourself to our audience, please.
Yeah, sure. So like you said, my name's Sarah Brady. I'm a mom of 4 children, ages 13, 9, 7, and then almost 4. And I've been married to my wonderful husband for 22 years this year, and he's a police officer.
Interesting.
And I
wow.
Yeah, and I live in the Boise area, and I have a pretty great life.
You're not in Northern Idaho. You're in I guess Southern Idaho.
Yep, I'm closer. I'm actually about an hour outside of Boise now.
Oh, nice! I bet it's beautiful down there.
It is.
Yeah, please go on. I'm sorry I didn't interrupt you. I just wanted to note my mistake there in your location.
No, you're good. So, April 21st of 2020, I had been invited to a play date, and I wasn't intending on going, but last minute had sat down to my computer, and somebody on Facebook was live streaming the play date, and it was something like, "Hey, everybody, we just got to the play date, and somebody has ripped down the tape, and there's all of these children playing, and it's a beautiful day." And I just, I thought, I want to take my kids to the park. So actually, in Idaho, we had Governor Little had a stay-at-home order, and Meridian Parks and Rec, though, they had closed down the playground equipment and exercise equipment, but not our parks. Our parks and pathways were open, including basketball, hoops, and things like picnic tables. And so I thought, we've been locked in our house for like 6 weeks. My kids were actually mentally suffering from not seeing people. And I thought, well, I'll just, throw on some shoes real quick, pop 2 of my kids in the car, and we'll go down and we'll have a little play date. And so we got there, and this park was very close to my previous house. It bordered my neighborhood, and we just drove down there. We got there in like 2 minutes. And, oh, I mean, so it was a beautiful day. Sat down on the grass next to some friends. There is, you know, gaggles of children playing everywhere. Everyone's happy. And probably about 5 minutes later, three Meridian police officers show up. And I'm like, what are they doing here? Why would they come to a playground? Nobody's, you know, no, there's no victims of any crimes here. And they, you know, came, and this one officer who seemed like he was a little bit of a bad mood because he was barking orders at people and kids were sad, and he's telling kids to get off the playground equipment and just, you know, barking orders. And, you know, me being married to a police officer, you know, at this point for close to 18, 19 years, I thought, man, he's just not giving a good look. You know, he's just not giving a good look to you know, law enforcement. And so I was a little bit bothered by that, for one, and bothered by the fact that, you know, the kids couldn't play on the playground equipment, but, you know, people could be playing basketball, which they were, and all sweaty over here playing basketball, and there was tons of people sitting at picnic tables, but for some reason, only playground equipment was supposedly going to pass COVID at this point.
How absurd is that? It's totally absurd.
I mean, it's arbitrary, right? I mean, we can go to Walmart, we can go to Lowe's, we can, you know, do all these other things, but for some reason, the playground equipment. So I was not happy about it, and unbeknownst to me, somebody started videotaping live, and it was going mega viral as me and some other moms were having this interaction with these police officers, and, you know, we're asking them things like, you know, it dies on the plat, you know, viruses die in the sun, and, you know, and we're asking them if, you know, picnic tables and are open, and the basketball players over here, like, you know, are you going to make them stop having their fun, right? And then there was comments like, well, you know, we pay our taxes. What about that? Nobody asked us if we wanted the playground equipment closed off. And, you know, I actually found out later that someone had in the Meridian city government had made a huge effort to make sure the doggy parks even stayed open. So the dogs apparently get to have more, you know, privileges, I guess, than the taxpayers' children. And so anyway, at some point, this one officer, he, instead of pointing to everyone, he points to me and said, I told you to leave. And he's like, I'm giving you 5 seconds. And there was just this moment, Stuart, that I was just like, well, A, I'm not even, you know, I'm not harming anyone. And, you know, I don't see myself as a criminal, right? I'm simply asking questions, and maybe I'm not the most polite woman in the world, but frankly, you know, when you leave, you take away a lot of things from moms that help their children thrive, you know, they're probably not going to be in the best mood. So,
yeah, the mama bear,
down,
absolutely.
Yeah, the mama bear, right? And, you know, so he starts counting down from five to me, and I just at that point was like, you know, I turned around, I said, fine, go ahead and arrest me for being in a park, do it. Because I thought, really, you know, you're going to overreact?
Well, you know, the thing is, a lot of them that are on that kind of an ego-bent power trip, they are order-following zombie Nazis at that point. That guy was, at least. And they do not like disobedient slaves. They want you to bow down. You know, they do not like it at all when you don't cower before them. And you have enough character and having a, you know, a knowledge of the law and having a husband that's, that you respect is probably a much more respectable, you know, police officer. You stood your ground as any good American would, and he must have hated that. That was your real crime in his eyes. I believe that's probably why he singled you out. I've been singled out like that because I wouldn't just comply and bow down. And you crossed that line, and we all need to cross that line. I salute you for that.
Well, thank you. You know, in the moment, it just had happened, right? You just get put in this position. There was no planning. I didn't go there to protest. You know, initially, obviously, though, when the officers came, I was absolutely protesting. Because why wouldn't I protest when you guys are arbitrarily shutting down things and letting dogs have more, you know, privileges than my own children? But yeah, so he did. He arrested me, and he put me in the back of his vehicle. And you know, the crowd went wild, Stuart. The crowd was wild. We had, moms were just like, you know, can you imagine moms and their kids are following them around, and they're just,
I wish I'd been there. I mean, they're shouting,
and they're just like, why are you arresting her? And oh my gosh, you know, what are you doing? And you know, and I'm over here just being like, oh, you know, I'm thinking, oh gosh, I wonder if my husband's going to be mad, right? Like, I'm a little.
That's a practical concern right there. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we've got a scheduled break here at 4:20.
Yeah.
If you hear the music will come up and we'll go to break and we'll unpack this some more on the other side. But oh my God, that is just a phenomenal story. Everybody, please stay with us. It's Stuart Howe on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Sarah Brady. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure.
Game on, folks. We are back with show number 50 for the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. And I've got a wonderful guest on with us. And wow, you know what, Sarah? That is just so amazing to hear that story. And I want you to, you know, go ahead and finish that up. And let's talk about what that means and what that really tells us about the situation we're in with the arbitrary nature, you know, of how they chose to enforce that. You know, and not enforce other things, showing us clearly to anybody who's paying attention that this has nothing to do with our health or anything logical. It's about control. It's about exercising control over the population as one of the aspects of what's going on. And you know, we are seeing similar and even more brutal encounters worldwide. I don't know if you've seen, if my audience has seen, some of the footage coming out of Australia and the UK, especially, of women with, you know, old women that say, no, I'm not going to wear your mask. It restricts my oxygen. I have a medical reason. They refuse. They are beaten to the ground with billy clubs. I mean, there is no shortage of this type of footage. And people are standing by and letting it happen. And that's only going to last for so long. You know, this kind of compliance, I mean, it's people are going to become emboldened to take a rightful stand in self-defense. This is self-defense. We are not aggressing against them. We are being put in the position to protect ourselves. You know, this is a Fourth Amendment issue. This is a right to life issue. This is a freedom issue. And yeah, it is just amazing. And I so appreciate your standing up. And so how did that play out? I mean, after they took you away and you had people cheering for you, pick it up where you left off. That would be great, please.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So they put me in the back of a police car, which I have a clean record. I've never done anything. I think when I was younger, once I drove without a license, there was that. But yeah, so they took me to the Ada County Jail where I was booked in, which ironically they had let out over 300 inmates due to coronavirus.
Oh my God.
So, you know, we have to make room. We got to make room for the park moms, right? You got to make,
yeah,
you got to make room for the good
pedophile. Yeah, yeah, let them out, right? And the, yeah,
yeah,
the muggers,
right,
and robbers.
Right. So they had booked me in, and I was charged. Initially, I was charged with trespassing, injury to property, because they wanted to accuse me of taking down tape, which I had nothing to do with. Still don't know who did it. And then, it eventually changed that to trespassing, failure to depart, failure to leave. And that carries in the state of Idaho up to 6 months in jail and up to $1,000 fine. And since then, I've had two trials scheduled, which they suspended both of those. The last one in August, they suspended a week and a half before. And then at that point, I'd had three lawyers. I spent $18,000.
Oh,
and Stuart, I was like, ugh. You know, and it's death by financial ruin is what it is, right? I mean,
and the
nobody,
DA is,
nobody
wants to proceed with all of this? Like the DA is actually going to press these charges?
Oh, yes, yes. So the state of
wow.
Idaho, so it's the Attorney General's office actually that has my case. So and to explain why, my husband, because he's a police officer for the city next to Meridian. So those two cities prosecute their cases together. So it was a conflict of interest for that county to take, or that city to take my case. And so they pushed it off to the AG's office. And so, yes, I'm just going to put in my political plug. Do not vote for Lawrence Wasden. So, yeah, he has my case. He's not obviously prosecuted, but it's his office. And, yeah, so I up until the point in August, I said, you know what? I can't, nobody can indefinitely defend themselves against any government agency, because they have the taxpayer money, which is, you know, ongoing money forever, right?
Yeah,
and so I told my lawyer, I really like you, but I don't see how I can continue to pay this. I had to make a financial decision for my family. You know, of course I want to stand strong, but then I also have to think, well, you know, who's paying for it, right?
Yeah,
I don't
you have to be practical.
Hang
on 1 second. I'm sorry to interrupt, but let me interject two things. One is you can plug anything you want in any way that you want. Feel free. The other is we're coming up to another short break. On the other side of that, we'll have a really long 20-minute segment. So you'll hear the music come up in a minute, but I just wanted to warn you ahead of time.
Sure.
As
of now, I had those two trials suspended. And in Ada County right now, I couldn't even get a trial right now if I wanted to, because it's been suspended. And I don't know when they'll unsuspend. They suspend trials in Idaho, my understanding is, where Ada County is 25 confirmed and or probable cases out of 100,000 people, and they will suspend trials.
And to think that they are putting a monkey wrench in the works of our court system, our travel system, all of our economic system, everything over what amounts to the flu with a 99.7% survival rate. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable, folks. Please stay with us, folks. Sarah, hang in there. We're going to have another short break. We'll be back with a long segment on the other side on RBN with the White Rose Resistance Hour.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Milestone show number 50 for the White Rose Resistance Hour. And I have just got a phenomenal guest on the line. I've got another phenomenal person call in. So I've got Kate waiting in the green room. I want to let Sarah finish up a little bit on this topic, and then we'll have her come on along with Sarah. And that is just so amazing. So do you believe that it's sort of like a plea deal, a tactic, or they know they can outspend you, they just coerce you into, not getting a fair shake? I mean, you couldn't from the start. I mean, you were arrested for nothing, you know, except for not being a compliant slave. I mean, geez,
well, I guess that is what I'm guilty of, right? I mean, if that was the charge, I would actually probably plead guilty to that, because that would be the honest thing to do.
Right.
I don't know why the state, wouldn't just dismiss it. I mean, it's an election year, right? We've got the primaries coming up here in May for WASDA and Macomber and Labrador. I'm honestly baffled. The only thing I can think of is just plain pride. That's the only thing I can think of, is that the state doesn't want to look like that they are did anything wrong, right? Because, of course, and they have, I heard someone say they have a 99% conviction rate.
Yeah, government. If they get you in their clutches, you know, they decide who's guilty and who's innocent. It has nothing to do with the merits of the case. I found that out with dealing with the federal government. You can be as right as rain and the law on your side, and the judge can say, sorry, I'm not allowing the evidence. I'm not allowing the – I mean, all you have to do is read the transcripts of the Ruby Ridge trial, and you'll find out exactly what level of evil we're dealing with. I did that. Yeah. I was astounded. I like to go to source documented evidence to find out exactly the nature of the terrain. And, yeah, that is amazing. So – wow. I have one last question for you. You can answer that or not, or follow up with anything else you want. But I've got to know, out of my own curiosity, if your husband, a police officer, watched the footage and had words with the arresting officer.
Well, so that's I forgot to mention that in the story because I wasn't there for that portion. But he had gotten a phone call from another mom that was there saying, your wife's been arrested and your kids are here. And so he had come to the park to pick them up, and he obviously was a little bit like, you know, what happened? And the officer was there, and it ended up the officer that arrested me, actually, the two of them knew each other. I didn't know who this officer was, but the two of them knew each other. And so, you know, there was an exchange there. It was not impolite, but of course, somewhat heated. Because
no, I'm going to correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to assume at this point, and I think it's key to what's the situation here. The arresting officer didn't know you were his wife, even though he knew your husband at the time.
That is correct.
Okay,
that's correct. I have a personal policy as a wife of a police officer. I feel that I should be treated the same as any other citizen. I don't use my connection with law enforcement as a get out of jail free card. Literally, I don't use it. If I get pulled over, I don't name drop. I don't do anything like that. I want to be treated
integrity.
As anybody else.
Wow.
I just think that's the fair thing. Who, you know? So yeah,
it's not only fair. That's a big mark of character.
Well, thank you. I don't like the feeling that I'm not, you know, that I have some special privileges because of a connection with someone.
Other than
treat
your
me the same as anyone
card.
Else.
Were you not able to access your white privilege card at the time? Is that what the real problem was?
Yeah. Apparently that didn't work that day. It was really confusing because I've always been told that I have that. But it didn't do me any favor that day.
Well, I am so happy that you shared that with us. And, you know, I'd love to do a longer show with you or with somebody else and kind of unpack the whole issue of the order followers, because, you know, these guys, whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Little, they don't implement this stuff. It's the guys down the chain of command that actually are beating people up and beating women to the ground with batons and arresting you. And a lot of these guys, as you well know, aren't, you know, inherently evil people. But they're following orders that are coming down from a very evil source. And that whole thing couldn't play out if it wasn't for guys like this guy that arrested you and guys I've had to deal with that are just this belligerent, power-tripping thugs that just should not be in that job. So that's something that we need to address. I don't want to start unpacking that whole thing. But, I mean, oh, my God, I mean, there's probably a lot of soul searching going on behind this this issue in your household, I would imagine. I'll just leave it at that.
Sorry, I missed that. I just missed that last sentence. You broke up just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'll just leave it at there's probably a lot of soul searching going on over this issue of orders and chain of command and where the orders come down from. And I mean, it's an issue because none of this stuff could be implemented without potentially good men and women following orders that come down from very evil, tyrannical, sociopathic sources.
So absolutely. And it's easy to for whoever is trying to implement this, because they always use something. There's a power struggle there, right? And so it's your job, it's your kid in school, it's right, it's these comforts or these things that we want to keep, right? And so it's like,
that's,
well,
coercion.
If you don't do this, you're going to lose your job. If you don't do this with your kid, if you don't get him vaccinated, or if you don't get the mask, I'm sorry, we're going to kick him out of school, right? And so, you know, I mean, really tough times, right? And it's fascinating, too, to be married to a police officer and get to have that, you know, inside addition to what's going on there, right? And what's going on inside their minds. And I think, you know, gosh, we're obviously clearly facing a time currently, and of course in the near future where things are, they're just amping up. We're in a trajectory towards something I don't want to live through, but I don't get a choice, right? And so everyone's going to have to decide what's my line. And I didn't mean, you know, that day at the playground, I didn't mean to make playgrounds be the hill I died on. But the hill I did die on that day was, I have done nothing wrong. This is arbitrary. Right. All of this is ridiculous. And that day I did just, you know, that just happened to be my line in the sand, where it's like, I don't care. Take me to jail over this. Like, you're going to, like, count down to me over this. You know, someone who doesn't have a record, someone who has been married to someone who, I mean, my husband for 10 years investigated child pedophilia, right? I think I have a pretty good understanding what a true criminal is. And I can tell you, it's not moms that take their kids to playground. You know what I mean?
Probably not you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, but hey, you know, I think the state of Idaho, I think they just like their pelts, right? They just want to skin you, and they're going to just check you off the list. And
they're following
and
orders. It's what you're saying now, and it's what you said a minute ago. It's a pride thing, but I think the more important aspect of it is that they're sold out to the chain of command that they're following, and Brad Little is part of this League of Governors that is funded by the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and this whole big agenda. And if they want to keep their status quo, and if they want to keep their job, it's not about them getting vaxxed. It's about them towing the line. They probably have dirt on Little. Most of these people, as you know, a lot of the pedophilia is used to entrap, to coerce politicians. And God only knows if it's financial or blackmail. But, you know, they're following orders all the way down. And it's a system of coercion, whether it's financial coercion or social, you know, not people not wanting to be ostracized by being the only one unvaxxed or the only one standing up against tyranny. They'll use every and any means possible for every situation, and they'll adapt it to the state. They'll adapt it to the race involved. I watched them use COINTELPRO against the black population, you know, in the 60s, and now they're just pitting people against each other. It's absolutely insane. And before I ramble on too long and we get too far off track, I'd love to bring Kate in. Kate is an amazing woman who's doing great work, also here in Idaho. Kate, thank you for waiting in the green room there. Are you with us, Kate?
I am with you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm here.
Yeah, please introduce yourself and go ahead and have a chat with Sarah or whatever you'd like to, you know, bring up. Please have at it. We've got until... let's see, it's 4:43, and we have until 4:50. So please, have at it.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for coming on.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. So, my name is Kate Van Rye, and I'm an independent journalist that just started a new Rumble channel called True North Report. And my intention is to cover local news up in North Idaho. I think there's a real void there because we don't have any of our own local TV stations. We only have the Coeur d'Alene Press. And so with my husband, who's an attorney, we had been researching and assisting some of the Kootenai Health employees who were very concerned and trying to get exemptions for their shot mandate. And in doing the research, I just got re-impassioned to getting back to my roots of being a journalist. I've worked in TV, radio, and print, mostly print journalism, and started True North Report.
Wow. Well, I'm here in Sandpoint, so I'm here if you need any help.
Sweet. I'm very excited. I'm already just within the last 2 to 3 weeks have been meeting more and more independent journalists, and it's really exciting. So I got brought on today, actually, Casey Whalen with North Idaho Exposed. He and I, that's where actually I first did my first official report is there was a rally for medical freedom in Coeur d'Alene across from Kootenai Health, and I stepped in and did some interviews with three nurses. They were off camera because they didn't want to be on for concern of retaliation. So Casey, I appreciate him getting me on this show today because I feel I did something really exciting. This afternoon, I attended the Convoy to Ottawa support nice. Protest that was held in Peace, not Peach, I keep saying, Peace Arch Park in Blaine, Washington. So that's right on the U.S.-Canadian border. And it was organized by Be Brave Washington. And this, for those who aren't aware, at least 5 days ago, I saw on Facebook, there's a public group called Convoy to Ottawa 2022. And as I followed it and read it, the Canadian truckers, and then in addition, their citizens, I believe the convoy started in Vancouver roughly 5 to 7 days ago, and they now today at noon Eastern Standard Time made their official arrival into Ottawa to park all of their big rigs and any other personal vehicles, anyone else who could get there, around Parliament and as far out in the perimeter as they could go, because they are peacefully protesting. Their Prime Minister Trudeau has implemented a shot. I call it a shot because I do not believe that the COVID shot is a vaccine. So the COVID shot is now mandated for all of the Canadian truckers. And it also applies for the U.S. truckers, for anyone going in and out our borders.
Yep. And just that little weasel Trudeau, he decided to run and hide.
Yes. So
he's in a hole somewhere because, I mean, at some point, if they keep going like this, they're going to need to run and find a hole in the ground to hide in. So he vacated the premises. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. And that's what I'm reading. That's okay. That's what I'm reading online too. I mean, and really, the majority of my information is from that Facebook group. The Canadians and the people from all over the world have just been so inspiring and hopeful. And the Canadians, what I get is they are done. They are absolutely done and have had it with the mandates, the restrictions. They still have some lockdowns, which surprised me. I mean, North Idaho, I think we have the benefit of not having the same level of restrictions as other places in America and the country. But my understanding is they are... Yes, exactly. But hopefully this will also, I hope, it inspires the Americans to join this effort with the Canadians, and it does appear to be so, that they're done. And what the Canadians want is, effective immediately, that Trudeau repeal any and all mandates related to COVID, every single business open up, and they want their freedoms back.
Yep. Yeah, they had their line in the sand, and the government crossed it. What happened in Kazakhstan is they said that they could not access their money in the banks without a COVID passport, and the people stormed the Capitol. It's been a bloody, literally, a revolution. Like, it might as well be the French Revolution, but without the guillotines, and that is, you know, they're trying to say it's over rising gas prices. No. What it looks like is it's about these COVID vaccine mandates. And so these globalists know they can take it only so far, and then they'll back off a little bit, right? It's like two steps forward, one step back, three steps forward, one step back. So we need to be on our guard, because what they're doing in Canada and Australia, they want to bring that here. What they're doing in China, they want to bring that here. They're reluctant because they know we have the Second Amendment. And yeah, I'm just wondering where the collective line in the sand is for Americans. Because they're starting to back off now because they know. And they're going to feed this into their AI algorithms and find out how far they can push it next time. Maybe they're going to have to, stage a war to distract everybody or have some big false flag event. God only knows. But we may be having a short break here, and then we're going to come back and wind up the show. But thank you so much for coming on. If you can, before we go to break, please give out your information, where people can go to see your work, how they can access True North Report. And then I'd also like for Sarah, either before or after the break, to give out her contact information as well. Oh, wait, here we go. We're going to break. We'll save that for after the break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us for the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pens were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, folks, to the tail end of show number 50. Milestone number 50 for the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN. I want to thank RBN. I want to thank my guests today. Sarah Brady, amazing. Thank you for coming on. Kate Van Rye, thank you for coming on. You know, the women in this state, my Lord, you women are so amazing and powerful. My last week's guest, Misty Carfelt and Sarah Clanenden from Health Freedom Idaho, were just astounding, powerful, wonderful, you know, beautiful, happy, patriotic women. And down in Boise, our representatives, Heather Scott and Priscilla Giddings. I mean, it's the women that are really standing up and really getting it done. And you're all a great inspiration for me. And I appreciate that. I hope you're as inspirational for my listeners, our listeners. I'm sure that you are. We're going to wind up the show here. So if you could take like 30 seconds and just kind of let people know where they can go to find you online. Sarah, would you like to go first?
Yeah, sure. Well, Stuart, thanks for having me. If you want to go to my website, I'm still trying to pay off legal fees. It's www.supportsarahbrady.com. And just know that I'm just going to stick out to the fight to the end.
Oh, we love you for it. Thank you so much for coming on, and we will support you as best as we can. And thank you again. There she goes, everybody, Sarah Brady. And, yeah, and Kate, if you want to quickly give where people can find you, a web address or any place?
Yes. So I right now have a Rumble channel. And so Rumble is similar to YouTube, for those who don't know, and it's called True North Report. True North Report.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Casey Whalen, for helping me get these amazing guests. Next week, we have Max Egan coming on. There she goes, everybody. Kate, thank you for coming on. Hopefully, we can have you on again to unpack some more of this stuff. So, yeah, Casey Whalen, his YouTube channel is North Idaho Exposed. And, again, I'm Stuart Howe, and hopefully I will be back next week. I would like to continue doing this. If anybody out there could be a funding angel and help me get a functional working laptop, I would appreciate it. Again, the mailing address here for anything that you want to send me, a letter, a check, a gift certificate for Apple would be just astonishingly wonderful. The address is Stuart Howe, care of 317 South Marion Avenue, box number 7, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864. That's 317 South Marion Avenue, box number 7, Sandpoint, Idaho, 83864. And thank you, RBN, for letting me come on and share these wonderful guests. It's such an honor, and it's so amazing to be able to do this. I'm so appreciative. Everybody stay healthy, stay safe, be kind to each other, and stand strong. Know that there are thousands and millions of us that are in this struggle together. It is literally the struggle for the freedom of mankind. And I hate to sound corny, but if you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. Thank you, folks. I love you. I'll see you next Saturday.
Into the passion plane. Skating away. Skating away. Skating away. Thin eyes of a new day. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.